majority of the questions so far have been about the rumored acquisition between Microsoft and Microvision. I don't have any information on that yet right now. As soon as our PR team releases something, I will let you guys know. I should be getting something shortly. So sit tight on that. Let me just say, I'm just scrolling through. It's mostly been about Microvision. Okay. Wow, they're all about Microvision. Okay. Let's see. Okay, here we go. From John Swade. Are there opportunities for this technology to save lives either on the battlefield or in an operating room? That's a great question. Yes. So we have a lot of healthcare mixed reality partners and customers who are using the device right now. A lot actually with fighting COVID-19. I can send out some links to some customers and partners who are using that right now, some of those use cases. And then also, I've had a couple of very small companies who are working with the U.S. Army or U.S. Navy on medical telestration. So basically using holograms to train people in triage and combat situations. So we've got a couple of people who are working on that right now.
Hey, Allison, this is Matt from DI. Just to add to that, off the top, I mentioned our medical work, and we would be one of those companies working with the Army, actually, specifically on combat casualty care, both in the field as well as the training in the classroom.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. I just heard from our PR team, and apparently it is not true. It is a rumor that we are buying Microvision. That's all I have at the moment. Sorry, it's probably disappointing to lots of you. no truth to the rumor. We don't have anything to add at the moment, so hopefully that takes care of a lot of these questions. Another thing I wanted to mention.